Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication guaranteed to raise your business profile and enhance your personal brand in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with longtime Atlanta physician, Dr. Vintanae Naden. She's here today to give us an update on what's happening at her medical practices. Our very special guest today is a medical doctor, board certified in integrative holistic medicine and obstetrics and gynecology. She is the owner and CEO of two medical practices, Advancing Health and Healing and OBGYN Women's Specialists of Georgia. Her medical practices concentrates on functional medicine, which emphasizes finding the root causes of illness and dis-ease, with a special attention given to encouraging dietary lifestyle changes. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is committed to helping people live healthier and richer lives, Dr. Vintanae Naden. Welcome back to Sparkplug Radio. We know you're one of the busiest ladies in Atlanta, so I want to get right into it. Is that okay?
That's fine, Sparkplug.
Well, Dr. Naden, what impact has the coronavirus had on your practice with respect to hours, clientele, and precaution?
Okay, so we've taken certain precautions. When patients come in, we have a format that they fill out of 5 questions, really to find out if they've been exposed to anyone with coronavirus or if they have any symptoms that are suggestive of coronavirus. We also make sure that they wash their hands before and after a visit. We make sure that they use sanitizers. And if there's any suspect that they may have been exposed to coronavirus, we ask them to schedule remotely. We're trying to make sure that all patients are aware of the social distancing and washing their hands frequently. We're giving a lot of advice to make sure people have no fear about this virus.
All right. Well, as a well-respected Atlanta physician, what do you want our listeners to know about coronavirus?
Well, I first want to explain, and maybe they've heard it. You know, we call the coronavirus the COVID-19, and that COVID-19 comes from the virus itself. CO is corona, VI is virus, and the D stands for disease. It's 19 because it was discovered in 2019. Now, there are many different types of viruses, and as you probably remember, there used to be a herpes virus that attacks the skin, gives you fever blisters. There's also a rabies virus. If you're bitten by an animal, it attacks the nervous system. And basically, there's a GI virus that can give you diarrhea and can give you cramping. So now when we talk about coronavirus, we're talking about a virus that attacks the respiratory system. And the thing to know about viruses is that they can't live outside of a cell. So unless the virus can get into the body and invade a cell, it cannot live. The difference between a virus and a bacteria is that they're alive to begin with. And so we can use antibiotics to treat bacteria, but we can't use antibiotics to treat a virus because it's not a living organism. We would have to attack our own cells or the cells of animals in order to be able to treat a virus.
Okay. Well, how is the coronavirus different from the flu?
Okay. Well, with the coronavirus, basically what has happened is we don't have any antiviral agents to help us fight it. With the flu virus, what happens is they developed vaccines against the virus. Well, this coronavirus is so new that they haven't had time and they haven't been prepared to develop vaccines. And presently they're working on it. The big thing to know is that your immune system is what protects you. And unfortunately, our immune system hasn't been exposed to anything like the coronavirus. As our listeners may know, the coronavirus was really in animals, and it cross-reacted to humans, and humans got infected. But we had never seen this virus in our bodies before, so we have no immunity, and we have to build up our immune system if we're going to fight this virus off.
All right. Well, Dr. Naden, are there steps other than social distancing and washing hands frequently that may reduce one's risk of contracting the virus?
Definitely. We have to boost our immune system because our immune system is like the police guarding a building. If our immune system is strong, then we're very unlikely to succumb to this virus. And there are many, many ways to boost the immune system. I can go through this very quickly. One is making sure that you get a lot of sleep. Sleep 6 to 7 hours helps to increase the immune system. The second thing is avoiding certain foods. Sugars, decrease the immune system. So when you eat things that are like rice and bread and pasta, it changes to sugar and it decreases your ability to fight infection. The third thing is hydration. We know that this virus, which attacks the lungs, basically, if you can get the virus to go into the stomach, it's killed by the stomach acid. So if you're drinking 68 glasses of water a day and keeping your mouth moist, you then can decrease your risk of getting infected with the coronavirus. Now, there are other things that we do in our office. We have an immune boost system that we use where if you do vitamin C, and we encourage doing 6 to 8 grams of vitamin C over 12 hours, just drinking it slowly, or you can come into our office and have an IV infusion of vitamin C between 10 and 25 grams through an IV. If you take in zinc, about 15 to 30 milligrams a day. If you do vitamin D3, about 5,000 IUs per day, selenium, and definitely melatonin at night. We know that melatonin, even though it may not help you to sleep all the time, it actually boosts the immune system. So those are things that we can do. And obviously, you don't want to be stressed. The whole thing now is not to be fearful, because once you get stressed, your immune system falls because you start producing something called cortisol. So it is extremely important in this time to relax, to meditate, to do things for fun, and not to get stressed about what's going on.
Dr. Nathan, do you offer coronavirus testing in your practice? And if so, how long do you have to wait for the results?
We do offer testing if you think you've been exposed to it. And you have to, the test usually returns within 24 to 36 hours.
Okay.
It's a nasal swab that we do for the corona testing.
Well, how does a person boost their immune system? And why is this so very important, especially today? You told us a little bit earlier, but do you want to elaborate on that a little bit more?
We're built that our immune system is our defense against invaders. And if your immune system is weak, you can't fight anything off. And that's why when you look at people who are getting infected with the coronavirus, you find that people who have diabetes, people who have heart disease, people who are elderly are more at risk. And they're more at risk because their immune system is usually weaker. We have to take the time to make sure that we give our body what it needs to build the immune system. It is extremely important, especially in this time when they don't have any antiviral agents. And this is only the beginning of the viruses that we're going to be exposed to in the next 10 years. I mean, we worry about nuclear war. We need to worry about the microbes that are invading us that we have never been exposed to. If we do not build up our immune system, if we do not have a lot of research done on these viruses, it is going to be a lot worse. This is the only beginning. This is only beginning one pandemic. There are going to be others to follow if we do not take precautions right now.
Well, let's change gears a little bit here. Tell us about the free 15-minute consultation you're offering our listeners.
If someone really has questions, they can call my office and I will set up a phone consultation with them for 15 minutes and they can ask any questions. After 15 minutes, however, there is a charge. So if someone just has a question of where to go or what to do, I will talk with them. But they do have to set up a time. They do have to call the office to set up a time so we can allot 15 minutes. And usually it's going to be on a Thursday or a Friday, as I'm seeing patients on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in the office.
Okay, go ahead and give out your number for me real quick.
Okay, and if you're interested in a free consultation, that number is 404-284-5498. That's 404-284-5498. And I wanted to give you our website is advancingmyhealth.com. And it's just advancingmyhealth.com. You can go to our website, which will give you further information.
Well, tell us about some of the services you offer at Advancing Health and Healing and OBGYN Women's Specialists of Georgia.
Okay. My goal always is to do personalized medicine. So each person is individual, and there's not one package that fits everyone. What I offer is wellness evaluations. I offer hormonal evaluations for both men and women. We call for people in menopause and perimenopause, for men who have problems with fatigue and have problems with sexual libido. That's called andropause. I offer micronutrient testing to see what deficiencies patients may have, because I think most chronic illnesses are really a dietary deficiency. And if we can figure out what is missing, we can help patients to live a more vigorous, a healthy life. We also offer brain evaluations to look at brain health. looking at people who complain of forgetfulness, problems focusing, problems sleeping. We can evaluate the brain and see what kind of plan we can come up with that would be best for the brain. We have a weight management program if people want to lose weight and they want to do it in a healthy way. We also have we consider an infrared spa that people can use. And we have IV infusions to give people back their energy level with doing high-dose vitamin C, B vitamins, magnesium, calcium, and other elements that will help the body to function properly. Also, to help boost the immune system, you can give IV vitamin C that will help boost the immune system. In China right now, one of the things they've used is they've used IV vitamin C to treat patients with coronavirus.
Let me ask you this. Who are your ideal clients?
Ideal clients are patients or clients who want to take a step in becoming healthy. They want to find out what is actually causing their problem and not just get a drug to treat a symptom. So it's someone who I can partner with to say, let's get you optimal health. I mean, the whole idea, again, is prevention instead of intervention. Let's look at what's going on in your body. Let's find out what's causing it, and let's treat that cause as opposed to just treating the symptom. So anyone between the ages of 16 and 90 could be a patient in my practice.
Where is your office located?
My office is right off I-285 and La Vista Road. The address is 2060 North Lake Parkway. It's in Tucker, Georgia. And again, that number is 404-284-5498. And the website is advancingmyhealth.com.
Dr. Naden, as a physician, what final words would you like to leave regarding coronavirus?
Okay, I want to say, you know, people need to look at it this way. Remember that if you don't look at your health and invest time in it, you're going to be investing time in illness. So it is really time for us to step up and take care of our bodies. We do not want to wait until there's another pandemic before we start doing the things that are going to make us healthy and keep us healthy.
Okay. Well, any final words of comfort regarding the coronavirus pandemic?
Definitely. I want people not to be fearful. This is something that will... this too shall pass. I want people to remember that you want to make sure that you take in things that boost your immune system and make sure that you stay away from things that will hurt the immune system.
And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Again, they can call my office, 404-284-5498. They can go to my website, advancingmyhealth.com, and make an appointment. And after April 3rd, they'll be able to schedule a virtual appointment. They go to doxy.me, Dr. Naden, and they will be able to schedule a virtual appointment.
Well, Dr. Vincent A. Naden, owner of Advancing Health and Healing and OBGYN Women's Specialist of Georgia, thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Sparkbug, thanks for having me on your show. I always appreciate coming on, and I appreciate the great job that you're doing for women in Atlanta in advertising our business and making the connections that you've done for us. Thank
All
you again,
right.
Sparkplug.
Hey, my pleasure. You've been listening to Sparkplug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners and professionals in Metro Atlanta and beyond, like Dr. Vinton A. Naden. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Sparkplug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. To view the digital version of People You Need to Know Business Guide, please visit sparkplugpr.com. I want to take a moment to thank the Sparkplug Radio team for doing another banner job behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Sparkplug Radio. So until next time, this is Sparkplug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.